Contemplating the actions and the fruits individually, qualities of the maturation, function and the cause of the maturation. First, the qualities of the maturation. Our qualities of ripening of the result, function and ripening causes. This fulfill a good life that bestows omniscience, like life, complexion, caste, prosperity, trusting the words, great power, being male and possessing strength. The cause of maturation. The causes of maturation are not harming sentient beings, giving light like a butter lamp and new clothes, destroying pride, giving food, clothes, etc. to those that beg for it, being habituated in abandoning the four verbal non-virtues, making prayers and respecting the lamas and the three jewels, contemplating the faults of the female and freeing those whose male organs are to be severed, and giving assistance as is suitable and giving food. If these aid are coupled with the three, the ripening of the result will be good. So the experience from the Buddhism explains that all the experiences of happiness, of suffering, they are derived through the negative and virtuous actions respectively. So we have to be well aware of that, be mindful of that. So although they do exist, the six different kinds of the realms, the realm of the human, devas, and the spirits and so forth. So as such, there is the possibility of the harms being caused by the spirits and so forth. But it is not the case that all the harms and the painful experiences, they are caused by the spirits and so forth. And nor is the case that all the happinesses or the prosperity that you experience, they are derived through the power of some spirits or by the power of some devas, the celestial beings, so forth. But rather, we have to understand that all the experiences of pain and happinesses, they are derived through the respective karmas, the positive and the negative karmas that you have accumulated in your previous lifetimes. So, if something bad occurs to you, and if you invite some monks to perform pujas on your behalf, so there, although there is no harm in doing so, but in actuality, the thing is that it should be by way of your own involvement in accumulating the virtuous actions that you should experience the happiness and avoid suffering. So, it is the very line of kind of exegesis of the Buddha that the negative actions, they are responsible for the negative experiences, and the positive actions are to the experience of happiness. So it is never the case that you experience experience without accumulating that respective cause by yourself. So in short, the thing is that if you really want to experience something pleasurable, it should be you who should be accumulating the positive action, which is responsible for the fruitioning of the appropriate pleasurable experiences. And if you don't like to experience something negative, the negative and painful experiences, so there you are to stop yourself from engaging in these negative actions, which are responsible for the fruitioning of the painful experiences. So it is totally up to you who is responsible for whatever experiences you are to undergo.
देवी देवताओं की बात कर सकते हैं, लेकिन इसके बावजूद भी
And the text further reads, the king of the meditative civilization sutras says, even if the moon and the stars fall from the place, the earth with mountains and houses crumble, and the space elements transfigures, you will not tell untrue words. All phenomena like illusion, water bubble, a mirage, and lightning, they are like a moon in the water. All those sentient beings that are born from strength and go to the next world after death is not observed. Actions done are not lost, and the fruits will mature in harmony with the white and black. This way of the logic is excellent, and hence subtle, difficult to realize, and is the object of engagement of the conqueror. Similarly, the chapter on the Truthful One Sutra says, O King, you should not engage in killing, as life is very dear to all beings. Hence, whatever desires, whoever desires to guard their life for a long duration, should not even in terms of mental motivation contemplate to take life. As I said, the attendant virtues and so on should be stopped right at the time when they rise at the level of motivation. This completely hidden nature is extremely subtle. Hence, conviction should be induced through fine intelligence, and do not strive and compete in whichever is more brazen. Analyze the three doors daily and be conscientious, as it has been constantly taught. Do this and this will happen. Purification, particularly through the four powers, correction the downfalls should be in accordance with the three individual vows. Concerning negative deeds, purification through the four powers is said to be the best. Much repentance towards the commitment of non-virtue is the power of repudiation. Memorizing the words of the sutras, trusting emptiness, repeating and reciting the profound, constructing images of Buddha, striving in making offering to the three jewels, and the reciting their name. These six and so forth are the power of using antidote. Restraining falls and downfalls in the future is the power of turning away, and generation of bodhicitta and taking refuge are the power of object. With regard to the way of purification of negative deeds, it is said that sufferings to be experienced are either shortened in their duration or reduced or completely eliminated. Also, something immense and to be experienced in the bad migration could be purified by a minor illness in this life. But the four powers, even actions definite to experience, are purified. And through confession, the potential to produce the results gets weakened, even though they could be rectified, but not to get contaminated is the best. Measure of growth of that mind. Losing interest? Measure of growth of that mind. The mind of the small capacity person are losing interest in this life and striving mainly for the next life is the measure of generation of the mind of the small. Removing misconceptions towards it. Since this actualizes the supreme qualities of the fruit of the higher status, aspiration, for it is not necessarily for civil existence. Explaining the definitive ways of practicing the path common to the small individuals is complete. Next, mental training in the stages of the path common to the middle individuals. This has four parts. Actual training in the mind, measure of having generated that mind, removing misconceptions towards it, and establishing the nature of the path leading to nirvana. Actual training of the mind. This has two parts. Identifying the mind as aspiring liberation and the means of generating it. Identifying the mind as mind aspiring liberation. Even humans and gods are not beyond conditioned suffering. They will again definitely fall into bad migration, and since the end is miserable, one should train in the mind common to the middle individuals. Total freedom from the bondage of cyclic existence is liberation, and the wish to attain it is the mind aspiring liberation. Means of generating it, this has two parts. showing the purpose of teaching the true suffering in the beginning of the Four Truths. By reflecting all the faults of the aggregates that appropriates suffering, one will perceive its fault and automatically generate a wish to discard it. By thoroughly knowing how one is afflicted by suffering, one will enthusiastically strive to remove its causes. Seeing the possibilities of removing it, one confirms attaining cessation. The path leading to cessation then will be cultivated. Thus, this order of suffering origins cessation path until a great summary of the practice and hence hold this dearly. So, the first part of the teaching taught about taught as to how to generate the desire to achieve the high birds, which accords with the intention of the person of low capacity. So once you are successful in generating the mind of the small capacity, the desire to achieve a favorable bird next time. So there then you have to promote it or advance your practice in terms of generating the desire to achieve liberation or freedom from samsara. So because the first one, the goal as upheld by the low school person is something which has been even commonly shared by the non-Buddhist practitioners. Then what is so distinctive of Buddhism is the liberation or freedom from samsara. So now we have to promote ourselves in terms of a goal from the mere desire for a higher birth to the desire to achieve liberation from samsara.